Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. Ryan's been waiting. No further ado. Hello, Ryan. What is the thing you need advice for?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, my wife and I, we live out in right outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
She grew up here her whole life. I grew up in Illinois, moved up here 6 years ago.
All right.
Her mom passed away in June, and I work for a John Deere dealership that has 14 locations in the state. Recently, we've been going up towards northwest near Eagle River and Antigo area to spend our weekends.
Okay.
I have a work location out there, and I really want to move out there and be in a smaller town than what we are.
Okay.
She's stuck on the fact of being in her hometown for the rest of her life.
Like that appeals to her.
Which it does, because all her family is there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And how far away is this?
An hour and a half.
Oh, that's not far at all.
Oh my goodness.
But if she doesn't want to go,
yeah.
An hour and a half is a long ways. If she gets together with her friends two or three times a week, or maybe stops at her mom's house. I mean,
That's a nice thing to have. I mean, as somebody who hasn't had that since he was 18 years old, that's a really appealing. If I had been able to at some point be able to live in my hometown and be 10 minutes away from my parents and I could just hang out whenever I wanted to, that'd be pretty cool. So I understand where she's coming from. That's tough. And I don't remember where I saw the stat, and I'm sure it's not quite right. But at some point I saw like 90% of people live within like 15 miles of where they grew up. Like, most people don't move around the country. We have, but most people don't. I mean, it's appealing for them. I mean, so, yeah, you guys are going to have to work through that.
What I think you need to tell her to find a way to show her why it's beneficial for the two of you to move there. What would make it beneficial for her if you did move there?
Well, she's a teacher, and there's a lot of teaching opportunities out there, and my job is stable all year round. So,
okay. It's
more or less the fact of, another side note is her dad has severe epilepsy, so I think that's kind of why she's stuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the job opportunities are plentiful, and it's just a beautiful area.
So wait, I get
her point.
Would you make more money? Would you make more money?
I would make more money, and she would make more money also.
And the cost of living is probably lower.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And she doesn't have a job now, or she does?
She does. She's a full-time teacher.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a factor, too. She may love her school, love her students, love her coworkers.
Uprooting can be tough. Not everybody's built to do it.
Mm-mm. I mean,
do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Like, I'm glad
do it.
That we moved around. In fact, if anything, I wish we'd have had a chance to live way out west at some point and maybe further south at some point. Because I enjoyed seeing those other places.
So I get wanting to be, actually, I don't have a hometown, so I don't know what that's like. I have no concept of what it's like to want to be around your parents all the time. I love my parents. If they live down the street, that'd be awesome. That's never been my life. But what I think is great is it's an hour and a half. That is nothing if you love going and seeing somebody. I will make the trek an hour. Maitland knows this life very well right now. It is nothing when you really love somebody and you're ready to make that trip. It makes it even more special to go and see them. I understand health concerns. but there will always be a reason to make you stay. And what's crazy is if you leave, your hometown will always be there when you come back. Yeah. Like, those reasons to stay will always be there. The hometown itself will always be there. Go there for a year. See if there's a teaching contract that she can get, or if there's something you can work with your job and say, I want to try this out for a year. But if it doesn't work out or family things happen, can you relocate me back home? Like, see if that's an option.
That would be a little more acceptable.
Go on that adventure. Do you have kids, Ryan?
We don't, but we have a dog. So
go
dogs
on
can
it.
Go I mean, on cars. Dog, yeah.
go on it.
Here's one thing to think about. This is what our agent used to tell to us before he passed. Way too early. He would always say, if it's close, choose happy. And he never would define that. He'd say, be real with yourself. Are you happy now?
Happy wins.
Happy wins.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even want to put that in a perspective with your story. You know how happy would win in your case, and both for you and your wife. And it might win more for one than the other. So did that help at all?
It does. And I'm just going to be honest with her about it. It sucks that, she'd have to move away a little bit from her dad who's got medical problems. But I think we could try to figure it out in the long run.
Can I just let me play devil's advocate on her behalf for a second?
Absolutely.
If something happened to her dad after you moved there, even though it wouldn't be your fault, do you think she would resent you for a long time about that?
I would hope she wouldn't, but I think she would at the same time.
Okay. That's something to consider.
That's big.
Does
she have siblings in the area?
She does have a sibling, but he's moving out to Minnesota in the fall, so it kind of makes it more difficult.
Okay. Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm more comforted by my parents getting older because my older sister lives 8 miles from them.
Yes.
If they were just alone in that town, I would have more of a draw. Yeah.
Ryan,
I'd feel worse.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bud.
Oops. Flip a coin for him.
No, he didn't ask.
Yeah, well, we can't really. I mean, there's two people involved, She doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to
get her on, too.
They're going to have to figure it out.
That would have been interesting to have her on and hear her explain why it's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, that's one that is very easy to put yourself in both situations.
Yep. Sure. If she called, we'd have been like, no, you're not moving for his job. You already have a job.
I mean, my situation is very different, but just like the hour and a half comparison, that's exactly how far I am right now from my family and my boyfriend. And I've been doing that for a year now and it works, but it's definitely like I went from having Boris's family right down the road to now having to carve out that time. And I see them a lot less, but I see my own family a little bit more. Because we've always been half hour away from each other or whatever. Yeah. So I almost see my family more now because we are more intentional about carving out that time.
Is it a net positive?
I think so. And
your way of trying to get us to talk about that it's your 1 year anniversary?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying my situation's unique, but if it works out for them, I don't know what they're doing. But Boris and I, we will have been together 9 years in April and we live throughout the week, we live an hour and a half apart. And it works for us, but I know that's not everybody's case. So if you really want to move.
In 9 years, how long have you lived in the same place out of the nine?
Three.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Like I did the long distance thing. I mean, my family is, a 2 hour flight or a 12 hour drive away, but I did the long distance relationship thing for a long time. And it's just, some people can make it work. Some people can't.
It's not for everyone. No. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Jimbo on the harmonizer. Jimbo, this has to be quick because we're late on time, but you've been holding and I wanted to get to you. What is on your mind?
Yes. I don't think this is something you guys can help me with, but I bet some of your listeners could. I was just wondering how to go about starting a relationship when you can no longer perform in the bedroom. It ruins my confidence and it makes me feel like less of a man.
Get toys. Man.
Wait, can I ask, I know this is a very personal question. Are you unable to perform because of an injury or is it lack of interest? It just doesn't work. Have you tried medications or approaching it maybe like a low testosterone or anything like that?
Low T is something I was looking into here in the future, but it's not something I figured out yet.
Yeah, you should definitely go to a doctor.
Yes.
Help a lot.
I think if you have a connection with someone emotionally and you've been honest with them from the front that this is something you're dealing with, and you get some toys, I think you can do it.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have more to offer than just being really good at mashing badge.
Yeah.
Right?
Which you might be great at, but you can still mash it. You just got to use different parts.
Yeah. Or maybe you weren't good at it before. Yeah. And this is, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm sure there's more to you than just your penis. Let's be honest. Right?
I would hope so.
I mean, look, I'm more than my penis.
Yeah.
That's good.
Steve, are you more than your penis?
No, I'm less.
Yeah. Yeah. You are not Knuff. Jimbo, good luck. I'm sorry we don't have more time, bud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That could be an easy fix, man.
It might be. It might be.
Like, mine still worked. It just wasn't interested until I got my testosterone fixed. Then it was super, super interested. So it can be different for everybody, obviously. Yeah. But don't give up on it.
No.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.